This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amen, man. Episode 138.5, The Rat and Mortar Show. Amen. It's your boy Jay Richards, man. I'm in here. We got B Baby Trey, anything, man.
Yo.
Amen. We all in here, man. B Sheldon Sebastian. Amen.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, brother?
Chilling.
Holy.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, man, very wholesome audio episode for you guys this week, man. Talked about all the hard-hitting topics. People with hairs, bears without hairs, wedding protocol, getting fucking lit. Not being a birthday person, and when you gotta tell somebody your food tastes like shit. Amen, y'all. Listen up, man. Y'all know what you gotta do, man. Leave them wholesome reviews. Drop a 5-star stunner rating if you a real 5-star stunner. Amen.
Yeah, right up.
Bruh.
Amen. Listen, y'all have an amazing weekend. Enjoy this episode. Kick back. Amen. Roll some little, you know what I mean, chubby.
Yeah.
All day, man. Enjoy.
Real bad man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Hey to the men.
100.
Back with another wholesome drop.
100.
Holy.
Amen.
Happy belated to that boy Danny.
Happy belated, man.
Yeah.
Happy belated to you, Sheldon.
Appreciate it. Amen. The date is.
Oh, this is early. This is early birthday, man. Amen.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, wait. Hold on. Wait.
Early birthday. Oh, yeah. That's Friday. This is on a Saturday.
Yeah, my shit's on a Saturday.
Happy birthday to
I didn't really want people to know that.
Happy fucking birthday to me.
I'll take your birthday.
It's my birthday now, man.
You ever not like a birthday post? You gotta say happy birthday and shit.
Yeah, man.
Like, I'll skip this one.
Bro, I remember last year, niggas commented on my last posted pic to tell me happy birthday.
Yeah, they'll find you sometimes.
I was like,
them real vamps.
Yeah, I appreciate it though, but
yeah.
You know, please, you don't have to. I'm not really a birthday person. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Why not? What? And what do you mean by not a birthday person?
That's funny because, yeah, my girl asked me the other day and I really didn't have like a great answer. I don't know, man. Just growing up, my dad just got a finesse off early, man. Okay, it's just another day, man. And it just stuck, man. Just another day. We don't need it. It's just another day, man.
Why? You mean his birthday?
Everybody's birthday. Me, my brothers, his own.
Bro, give me one day.
It just stuck. I was like, yeah, it's just another day. And I see, like, I don't know, there's a certain type of attention that I'm not really a big fan of. Like, wedding, I don't know how I'm going to have a wedding one day. I really don't. I just find that so weird. Like, everybody looking at me being in love.
Ugh. I think you'd be fine.
Like, don't do that.
In sentences like that. Because it's going to, you can have a wedding with like 10 people, bro.
It's true.
You can have
no people.
Bro, literally.
It's true, yeah.
Well, not even you. In the world.
Well, yeah, you just e-sign.
Center of DocuSign.
Done.
But I feel like that's the thing that when you're young, you're not. When you're young, you think all weddings are one way, right? You kind of, when you grow up, you kind of get the vision of like what it could be.
I think today, what a birthday is today, I mean, yeah, today is on a different level. Mm-hmm. It makes you want to say, oh, fuck all that. Because I'm also like, fuck all that. But I do like saying, yo, today is, that's very powerful knowing, like, bro, I was born on this day. If you go back in time, nigga, we can't go back in time and say what happened 200 years ago, which is what we're talking about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go back and say, so I look at my gut.
Beelining right now. I thought you would have had the thing in. Put the peg in.
Bro, that shit makes me have a lisp like terrible. I can't talk with it. I don't have it in.
You don't have it in right now.
Oh, the thing makes it.
The
cap.
Yeah.
Is your list?
I know.
Bro, I'm whistles and shit.
Yeah, I'm just going for the screw and waiting for my tooth is in. Like, I almost wasted my money with that. Jesus, I'm going to try and ask them for a refund.
Give it back and shit.
Yeah, if it. Yeah, okay, next 200
years.
200 years ago, we can't say what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I can say 29 years ago, a real one came out.
100.
You feel me?
Mom let a demon out.
Yeah, mom let a demon out, huh? I just think there's the same shit with like that falls under manifestation and power of like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Saying things out loud, it's just like, yeah. I was born today, you know? Like, yeah. I'm out for the parties and the clubs and doing this, but.
Right.
Even if we go to dinner, we don't have to call a cake over.
Right.
Ah, yeah.
We don't have to call a cake over. I mean, please. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, nice memories, though. You look back at the pictures like, oh, this is his birthday. Oh, how, you know, it's fucking cake right there.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? You appreciate it after.
It is. That's the thing. I'm always going to be negative about it, but if someone does it, I'm not going to say no. Yeah. No, I'm going to look at that picture and say, But I'm not gonna ask you to put a monkey on my back and take a picture. But if you fucking drop a monkey on accident,
right? Heard
or
you
say, oh, take a picture. I'm gonna be like, damn, that was kind
of
cute.
Get a decent pick out of it.
I heard that.
I feel you on the attention thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was just. It's just a reflex to like, all right, it's my birthday. Throw up my birthday post. Yeah. Tell everyone it's your birthday. Yeah. All right, say happy birthday to me, nigga.
Yeah.
So you just watch it roll in on there. Yeah. Right, nigga. Yeah. I don't know you. It's nice, but I don't know. I just, after a while, just, you know what I mean? Just, it's not even about what people do for you. I don't know. I think your birthday should at least be like something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Something that, like you're saying, Tremont, like you're just, you know, reflecting on the, you know, how long you've been here, you know, what you accomplished, your journey and shit. It just makes you, I feel like it's a day of reflection real quick. Yeah. And then just like, you know, being around your people or doing whatever you like to do or whatever, you know, nothing stressful.
Yeah.
Just a good day.
Yeah.
Man. And I think people make their birthday stressful when they're trying to make it like a presentation thing.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I guess it is how you're raised.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You know what? Because dad made a big deal about birthdays, but I'm still I'm cool. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You see other people just like, yo, like Symphony, like her birthday got to be perfect. She's planning it and shit. Yeah, like, I can't help too much because I know how you want it and you want everything to be like perfect and shit. But it's stressful on the way.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I just want to opt out of my birthday.
And that's another like conversation because it's like, who are you doing it for? And if you're doing it for yourself, I can't plan it for you now. Because I don't know.
You can make it special in different ways and shit.
No. You can definitely contribute, but like, well, and now I'm going to fucking Sweet 16 when these niggas was running.
Like, oh, that shit crazy. They planning their whole shit, yeah.
But it was because they did. It's like, yo, that's not how I wanted, man. I asked for them 22 in for real. So I'm like, bro, I can't do this.
I see it. Pirellis, man. Pirellis on the ties, man. Michelin's.
You got to do. It's your birthday. I think that's the best part.
However you want to run it, for real.
It's really up to you, man.
Mm-hmm. A little 30 ball.
30 ball, yeah. Amen. Yeah, man. Yeah. I feel good about it, though.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Yeah, it snuck up on me. I ain't going to lie.
Did it?
Yeah.
He's been warning you for years, man.
Yeah.
I know.
You'll get old one day.
I know. But yeah, I guess a little bit of that, like, oh, it's 30, like, you got to make it a big deal. Like, that kind of snuck up on me because I was like, didn't really care about it, whatever. Like, not really thinking much about it. It's going to be another day. But then, like, maybe like a month or two ago when people started saying it, I'm like, oh shit, like, yeah, should I have been like planning something and I didn't, and I'm like, da 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 da. So now I'm just like, you know what, like 31, I'm gonna get it back in blood.
go get the flyers now.
Shiloh, you gonna be here, we're gonna be our sugar daddies.
I'm telling you, man.
Tuxedos only. That's the most annoying fucking event when they just gotta make you buy a suit, nigga.
Mm-hmm,
not even for like your wedding, a different thing, but
nigga,
just buy a suit for my thing. Yeah. And this is important to me. You
just to pull up,
bro.
Just to pull up.
You're asking a lot. This is a 5-day event.
You can't really do, like, if you're gonna do your birthday like that. Like, we used to do the go to dinner, everybody bring your $50, we go to dinner. Right? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that for, you know what I mean? Like, so if I can't like do it big, it's just like, okay, then you just want to like chill. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to try to do it big and fall short. You know, and you know what I'm saying? So a little bit of that. But 31, I'm gonna go crazy.
I don't like all them transactions at the table. Like,
yeah, that's true.
All that shit, man.
Yeah.
Even on my birthday, I want to just, hey, man, I got it.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, somebody who could get it, just get it, man. It's not all this shit. You got this nigga standing around, asking everybody questions.
When I did
little
that,
interviews in between the fucking debit card transaction.
So what are you doing tonight?
Nigga, same car, nigga. Going home.
I'm going home, bro.
Yeah, try the
same goddamn thing. But it is what it is, man. Again, maybe it's his birthday, and that's what you want to spend it right though.
Yeah, that's how I was looking at it too. I'm like, that's a lot to put on one day, nigga. Yeah. One fucking evening.
Yeah.
Your birthday. But I think, like, you plan for the year, like, plan what I'm going to do when I'm 30.
Yeah.
Like, what I see for my
30s. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's all.
Let me tell you.
That's great.
Anybody that's not 30 yet, like, honestly, if you start planning now, it's not real talk.
The date?
Just like how you want to do it.
Like on the day of?
Yeah, like my nigga Corey, he said, yo, I want to spend 30 in Japan. And he did that shit. He planned that shit for years to make sure he could do that. And I respect it.
That's nice. You
know what I mean? Nice. That's where you're going to Five Below from?
Nah, he bring me back stuff. So I just want to bring him back something, you know? Like, it's a nice little gesture whenever that happens. So.
Respect.
I'm like, yeah, I feel you, man. Because we were trying to be in Barcelona for our birthdays, me and Symphony. Mm-hmm. Either on her birthday or my birthday. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, nigga, we're there in Barcelona fucking 3 months later. Astronaut's birthday. But I said, I'm like, nigga, look, when we look back at it, nigga, oh, remember when we turned 30? Yeah, Barcelona.
Barcelona, yeah.
We made it. We made it. It's not like we went over 43, nigga.
Facts.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, because I'd be saying shit when I was 25, and it'd be like,
yeah, I don't know the fucking date, nigga. But yeah, I was there for around that time, roughly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'd be wrong half the time anyway.
You don't even know when. Yeah, like if iPhone's not telling me what month it was, I don't fucking remember, man.
Yeah, you gotta scroll. I mean, touch the top of my screen, nigga, see where I was at.
Oh my god, man. I want to be able to.
You know that shortcut?
Scroll, yeah.
Touch the top of your screen?
Yeah.
Go all the way up.
To take you all the way up?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You touch the Instagram logo or something. Twitter logo. Yeah, I know that.
Just your photos app. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Oh, great, man. What a time saver.
Scroll up, man. Yeah. I want to put all my pictures on my phone, though. They're not all there because it stops at 20.
You want to do that?
You want to put more pictures on your phone?
Why?
I'm trying to figure out how to dump.
Oh, I got it.
Rich home.
You got a lot of work to do, man.
Yeah.
No, I just realized what it is because I want to say that publicly. No, my shit's in the cloud. So it's like, but I've been saving my pictures on hard drives like from over the years. I can go back and I probably have, oh man, that original hard drive, maybe 2015.
Wow, that's a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's getting old, man.
Yeah, it's
one
getting
day just
old.
Doesn't work, and like you don't have a phone number to call no more.
Exactly, is
that a fucking business?
You got printing pictures, bro.
That should be a service that just lets you, hey, dump my hard drive, print everything, don't look at it, send it to my house.
There is probably.
No, them niggas.
They're not. There definitely is. I heard. I don't know if they're looking or not, but there is. I've heard a podcast ad about that. I don't know. I can't remember the business or what they're called, but
yeah, don't figure it out now.
Yeah. I'll have
you later. Yeah, but I be trying to find pictures where I'm like, yo, recent shit too that I be thinking was just the other day, like 2016. I can't even go back and get pictures. 2017, like, I can't
get
pictures. Not my phone. It's all in the drive because I didn't have space on my phone.
Ah,
but now I got the cloud, so it's like,
how you don't have space?
I got pretty far back, man. You probably. I mean, you definitely use your camera a lot more than me.
Yeah,
but I go back to like literally like 2014.
No,
on
way.
Your phone right now.
Show me a 2014 picture on your phone. But is it? Don't tell me. Don't be a capo and say you go to 2014 just one pic. You know?
No, yeah, I thin it out over the years.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think you got to.
Okay, don't need this.
You got to go through and delete and dump.
Let me get a hard
leave it. Like, yeah, where it's like you have a solid at least couple months or a month.
Yeah,
or
Nice, this is me like fucking living in.
Okay.
Taking selfies.
Cruise.
So what? How do you? Damn, you have hella space.
Like I said, I thin it out. There's a lot of bullshit. You just collect. Yeah, doing photo shoots here and shit.
Yeah, no, you definitely have it. I remember that day, those 3 days specifically. Actually,
you heard this one?
Yeah.
Damn.
2015, man.
Dog. In 2015, I was a baby.
That's
man.
On your phone or in the cloud?
On my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think I use my camera that much.
You fill up your phone like full, like memory wise?
Now I got some good space.
Nice.
I got some good space, man. Nice.
You know what it is? It's when you text people and people are sending attachments of videos. Oh, that shit saves up.
I be going my settings don't clean it up.
Yeah, mine cleans every year. It used to be
the messages?
Yeah, it used to be every 60 days I clear it.
You automatically delete messages?
Yeah, that's in the settings.
You could set it like 30 days, 60 days, 3 months, 6 months, a year.
I turn that off.
Never. Yeah, you can turn
just
it off.
You're just collecting.
Yeah, I'm not doing
I'm collecting
that.
Just because sometimes you gotta go find what a nigga said. That's why I'm tapping the top of the screen.
Yeah.
Takes you to 3 weeks.
Honestly, I may turn that back on because there's a lot of space on my phone. I think I have like 500 gigs or something.
Yeah.
And I might have used like 60 gigs. You seem like a minimal app guy.
I don't have apps.
Apps? Yeah.
Nah, I got a bunch of shit. There's some shit I can clean up.
Okay.
Apps are like.
It does get cluttered though. I'm a cleanup guy.
Yeah.
Fucking hold that screen, delete that shit for sure.
Yeah, I'm an app clutter.
I do my folders and shit though. I'm in there.
Yeah, I got folders, but that gives me more reason to fucking
I color coordinate.
Collect
fucking pages in there.
Yeah, nah, for that. I hate downloading an app that I know is just one time use.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you gotta get the Disney app. Like,
oh, why, guys?
My god, bro.
Why, like, guys?
Oh my god.
Sign up?
Bro, I paid you. Have my money, nigga. Why you need my shit?
And you know when it's just like a new thing in the world that's just everyone wants to do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and
now
everyone feels like
everyone has that.
Everyone got a QR code. Scan my QR. Bro, I don't know what I'm scanning. You know what I'm saying? Before it was just, you know, I know this QR code's gonna take me here.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's QR code for the menus, and they always walk away like they're sick. I'm like, bro, I've seen it before.
But it's the like, QR code, it opened up like a browser, right? It don't do like, it won't be an app. I'm okay with the browser.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. But I'm just saying, like, that was just one of those things where it's like, give me a fucking menu. I'm sorry. Sometimes I want to hold a menu. I want to be on my phone. You're forcing me to, you know what I mean?
Like, right, if I'm walking around with an iPad, we're talking about that shit. But.
Yeah, we'll do that. But you go somewhere to be off your phone, and then you go and tell everyone, pull out your phone.
Zooming in and shit.
Bro, bring
seven pages. Menu, just fucking. That's when you gotta touch the top. Okay, what do you have?
I wanted to try something when they say pull up the code and say, like, I have no data for that. My phone's dead. Now what? Get me a menu.
They'll probably have it. They'll probably have menu.
They can use my phone for a bit. Yo, actually, somebody called out that Jazz called us. My man. He did. Yeah, on his first episode.
He did.
He was like, yo, man, they gotta have like a thing. You scan your code, you scan the menu or scan a code, and then you get the menu on your phone. He's saying that menus are like ancient.
Yeah, he did. Really? First time when we went to Squanch Pad.
Called that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I love that.
Shout out to him.
Shout out. You should have, you know what I mean?
Trademarked it.
There's something with that. Yeah.
Should have trademarked it. Damn, man.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, but it is what it is. That's what it's always going to be.
Man, so the Miami Heat.
Denver Nuggets. Miami Heat.
Classic. Nah, for me, like, when it's, if it's not Toronto, it's just a team of which jersey I like better.
We got the better jersey.
I like the Denver jersey.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I did see a tweet that kind of like, I was like, oh, I like that. They were like, you know, whatever team wins is a win for Canada, because Kyle Lowry going to either win or Jamal Murray going to either win.
Canada going to take something. I guess.
Yeah, we're going to take
something. Don't
still
want,
man.
Y'all lost.
GROT, greatest raptor.
He won, nigga. Not y'all. Y'all niggas.
Yo, I was just having that conversation with myself. I hear people be like, oh, we made it to the finals. Hey, no, we didn't do nothing.
You at home.
But at the same time, we could argue, you know, the fan support.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be a driving force.
But that's how they
nigga, you come and watch a team of niggas, man. Fuck, y'all niggas nothing, man. What, you follow me on Instagram and shit?
Yeah, nah, okay, man. Okay.
Because if you're in the stands and you hear someone say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it could say fuck you.
Okay, it might make you get a little crazy. Yeah. So, you know,
no, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
I ain't been to no games, though, so I ain't did none of that.
I did not win, nigga. I don't know. I feel like everyone has to pop their little shit and shit when they walk around and pop their city or pop their country. I be popping my country.
I pop my shit, yeah.
You know what feels cool to be Canadian when you're like super far? Oh, I'm actually Canadian. Especially with your American friends. Where you guys from? America. Canada.
Oh, that I know.
We're just saying this, man. It's like when we say we're from Toronto, people try to flex like their Drake knowledge on us. And like, you know what I mean? Like, or play some Drake songs. Like, niggas really play Drake around us. And then like, look at us from the corner of the eye, see like how we react. Like, you know, is he moving his foot? What is he doing?
Damn, I forgot someone asked me. Well, someone popped a question. So like, when you guys hear Drake, do you guys like... I can't remember what their question was. It was a good question, though.
That is... Yeah. How could that be a good question?
It was like, do you feel something? Or do you like... Is it an extra... Because to them, I never thought of something. Right. Not,
you know,
being from Toronto, hearing Drake's like, ah, this, you know, I'm Canadian. But I was just like, ah, it's my guy from down the street.
I will say sometimes I feel something. Not every time.
Yeah, I feel that.
You
know
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're right.
I feel like when abroad and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like when we went to a Halloween party in L.A., and they played Drake, I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like everyone's looking at me. Saying? I literally feel like people are looking at me.
Kind of feel like I made the song.
Yeah, I like this shit.
Yeah, that's my city, man.
Product of my environment, man.
But I kind of do it the same way, man, because, you know, I asked someone from Florida, like, how they feel about Kodak.
Kodak, yeah.
You know, I asked, and when we went to London, I had a whole heap of questions for those niggas.
Right? Yeah,
I
feel
that. You know, asking about Harry Potter and shit like that.
Do you feel like... Oh, my God. So you feel like you've asked those like kind of condescending questions to other people, and
but yeah, when it gets fun and shit,
I say you know how I'm asking it. When you see me ask it, I'm trolling, trolling, but we're making jokes.
It's kind of a good question, though.
It's a good question, and it makes you laugh because it's like, you know.
So when you hear Harry Potter talk, do you just hear normal? Do you hear the accent?
You know, I'm fucking around. You know? Okay, but I feel like people for real like play fucking. Some and they'll try and get a deep like a deep cut of Drake's catalog. Just look over, see how I'm reacting. Sometimes I'm moving.
And it's kind of fucked. It's kind of fucked though because I feel like even more so with y'all. Like there's shit that y'all know that they would love to know. Like they would love to ask y'all about Drake and kind of get that scoop.
Yeah.
But you're not obviously you're gonna keep it confidential. You know what I mean? Because it's real nigga shit. But it's actually like weird. It's like a normal person would be like, "How the fuck am I supposed to know that?" But it's you know what I mean? Like,
when it hits, sometimes they're like, "Do you know Drake?" Just for fun.
Yeah. Like, it's like
I just said, Nah.
Yeah, no, that shit's always funny, especially I'd be hitting them with the yes when they when they ask it in a trolling way, like, "Oh, you're from Toronto? You know Drake?" I'm like,
Yeah.
For real, bro? That happened to us? I forgot.
But that's the for real, man. I don't want sometimes.
I don't want that,
Bro, man, I don't even know that much.
This happened at the bar. Me and Waleed were in Long Beach, and we're watching game 3 for LeBron. Yeah. Game 3, it was Lakers versus Nuggets, and someone sees Waleed, and they're like, "Yo, holy shit, Waleed, rah-rah. You're so cool. Fucking love you, so watching you, whatever."
Nice.
So I was really excited to meet him. It was just a nice interaction because this bar was fucking packed to the T. Like, we had to wait the same day.
Oh, the day I left?
Yeah. The day you left. We waited maybe like an hour, walked around, went there, got our seat. So it was packed. Game 3, everyone's excited. So just him finding us in that little cut that we were in, it was just kind of a moment of, wait, this guy turns around and it's Waleed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like that. You meet a nigga in the alleyway.
Exactly.
Like, this is kind of crazy. This is kind of fucking random. What the fuck are you, all five of you guys doing here?
No, I'm smoking.
Smoking pot, nigga in the alleyway. What the fuck are you doing here? Scramming.
So he found us in the cut, so it's going to be that element of like surprise to him. So he's super stoked. Whatever we're talking, super nice guy. He ends up buying us some shots and some rounds of drinks, just saying, "Yo, I appreciate you and this is what you've done," and saying how the podcast helped him out and whatever. So it was all good.
I like that shit, man.
It was beautiful. So I'm also there, but he knew of me because we did Waleed's podcast. He literally just saw his last foul tip. So he's like, "Yo, Trey, I know you're from Toronto and rah, 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 whatever," but he didn't know too much. So then he says to Waleed, I can't remember how it came up, but Waleed casually mentioned that, him and Erykah Badu are like cool, which to me, I'm always like, bro, you and Erykah Badu's friendship is like, it's so random, but it's so right. It just works that Waleed and Erykah are cool.
Right.
So he's just like, "Yo," it's him and his friend. And they're both like, "Yo, that's so cool. You just randomly know Erykah, like, what the fuck?" And then this guy knows Drake. And then Waleed just like, it was just quiet. Me and Waleed looked at each other and we just smiled. He's like, "No, stop." There's a moment like that.
Oh,
like
he was just throwing. Like, he was that's
for
crazy.
All I know, this nigga knows Drake. Bender's house.
So those moments are always cool, man. But it's funny. The wrong people are the ones that are running around flexing that chop. Because that's why I'd never want to be a nigga like that, man. That's Nah, bro. I can't.
You gotta have nothing else going on.
Yeah.
No, that's a
I know Drake.
So what do you do? I met Drake.
Yo, what do you do now? You know what I mean? Like, that's the next question now, bro. I don't want to tell you I met a nigga and then you're like, oh, how'd you meet him? Like, what do you do, bro? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this is how. It just makes for a better story.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen a hairless bear?
No.
Google a hairless bear.
I'm not sure if I want to see that.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
This is a breed of bears?
Yes, it's a certain type of bear. While you're at home, do that too. So you can, you
know, let's do it together.
Hairless bear. It's quite the sight.
Bear.
It's going to look like a big naked mole rat.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
Sorry if I scared you.
Wait. Bro, this will haunt me.
This is a Resident Evil thing.
Bro, what do you mean?
Yeah.
This literally looks like, and look at those claws, bro. This literally looks like the dogs from Legend, I Am Legend.
Oh, yeah, but like when they're malnourished. Obviously, yeah.
Bro, I didn't know their face was that pointy. I thought bears had a bear head.
Dog, it looks like
I'm seeing like an elephant.
I'm seeing a badger.
Rhino.
Like a badger. Yeah, no, I look like an otter for sure.
An otter?
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at this first picture. It looks like he has hair just on his head.
A little fro.
Hairless, like, do they just lose their bear hair?
I don't really know.
Or maybe this is a breed.
Oh, that's because how would you cut it? Maybe they tranquilize it and cut it.
It's saying that it's losing his hair, but yeah, he's not gonna lose all his hair but keep his fucking afro.
Yeah, I feel like someone had to flex that.
I'm like, gonna find a good link.
Oh, it could be a fire.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, these are like accidents, malnourished.
Yeah, this isn't a brand of them, right? Or this
no, 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 this no, is the so.
Lucky chance
so.
You get to see a naked
it's bear.
Bear.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yes. I thought this was a breed. I was about to really like they eat different, you know what I mean? Like they only eat meat, something like that.
Move different out there. Yeah. Just move different out there.
You got, yo, because when you get your hair cut,
it's true.
Yeah, you move different,
different. Honestly.
Damn, man. Yeah, this just got a lot more scary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see a hairless bear for real. Yeah,
no, I'm seeing one of these results. These 15 hairless animals are barely recognizable. Boardpeople.com.
Hairless rabbit?
Hairless rabbit. Nigga, I could.
Nah, that's
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that.
No, it's a new one.
Oh, baby. Hairless bear?
Hairless hedgehog. Hairless I didn't know they had hair.
Yeah, I
thought they just had the pricklies, no?
A hairless parrot? Nah, this is a dinosaur.
A hairless raccoon is the worst.
Holy, look at that. Nah.
Yo, this is really a dinosaur, man. Naked bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I was just looking at the wing. I'm
that's
like,
that's a pterodactyl, huh? Look at that shit.
Look at the feet, go back man.
Up. I usually dip that in some barbecue sauce.
That's what I recognize about the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. My fault, gang. A hairless raccoon is kind of cute. I'm not gonna lie, because it still has those eyes.
Hell no.
You don't feel that? There's a slab of meat walking around.
Yeah, it is. Just a hairless squirrel. I've seen this before. This is what made me move from Toronto.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's real, man.
Yeah, that's. I seen a hairless squirrel, and I literally said that's not right.
That's not right.
It's not right. A hairless rat. I'm sorry, man. You gotta just a hairless chimp. It looks like us. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a real deal.
Bro, if I was bald and just fucking naked, tell me the difference between me and that guy right there.
I got to get out of here, man. It's
Yeah.
It's disturb me.
Some neighbors, man.
Don't click on that shit.
Don't click on that at all.
On date, man. Yo, you never want to be in a dark corner of the internet, man.
Nah,
that's not my scene, man. But I know it's dark on the internet.
And some people, like, they try to go dark.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. Yeah.
Bro, you could just go see someone get their shit.
Yeah.
Decapitate.
Bro, I saw. Yeah,
it's crazy. And niggas were like, "Oh, did you see this?" No, I did not.
Yeah. See what?
Just decapitated.
No.
What is it? Decapitation. Decapitation.
Man, let's talk about precipitation, man. Because I'm shit
all day, man.
Yeah. What about it?
No, it's just a lighter topic than that. Let me talk to you about ice.
Okay.
Ice and water. Sheldon asked me a really good question on the way over here.
Yes.
If your cup is full to the brim, right? And it has ice in there. And you let that drink sit there. Let's just say we put it on the desk and we let the ice melt. Is the drink going to overflow?
No, it's going to go down. Because the space is in the ice.
That's what we thought.
Okay.
That's what he responded to.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
All day.
I think
we did an experiment in kindergarten, actually.
Did you?
And I just said, yeah, literally that.
Really?
Like, is it going to overflow? I said yes, by the way. Yeah, for the record.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Sure. That's where I was like,
yeah.
You know? Because it's like...
Because it makes sense. Although it's taking over space, that's going to rise to the occasion. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was going to be the condensation on the outside.
Like, okay, so but what if we fill up the cup 98%, drop 3-4 cubes in there? It's not tipping over, but it's at the top, though. When those cubes melt, is it going to tip?
Is the cube going to fall off?
No, is the water going to go over the
It's gonna be the same thing.
Same thing.
It'll always be the same.
Yeah, I was thinking, just take it to the brim, man. Okay.
Yeah, if it's at the brim, I think it'll be filled too.
Depends on your ice cube. I love some good ice, man.
Yeah,
I probably got the best ice on the block.
I'll tell you if your ice is good, man.
Did we talk about if y'all filter your ice cubes?
I think so.
I think my fridge does it. Yeah, but yeah, you pour out some filtered water and you're super, super sketchy about that and you throw some raw ice cubes from the tap.
Yeah, I know. I don't do tap water, bro.
But it's the same mistake. This is the same mistake we made in Jamaica. Literally, the ice cubes.
Literally that. Oh, well, sorrow's made with water.
Water, yeah, that's what it was.
You guys like sorrow?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, as an adult, yeah. Well, you're right. You're not supposed to drink it as a kid.
Yeah, no, you're not.
I always thought something was
wrong. You can make non-alcoholic sorrow, though.
But
I think I tried the alcoholic one.
The alcoholic one's good. The alcohol one is good still, man. Sorrel in general was a good drink to have in a blazing hot sun.
Mm. Yeah.
Where are you guys at with your relationship with alcohol?
Well, for a while, I've been feeling pointless.
Yeah.
And I don't drink to get wasted. Right. Unless it's really an event, but that rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like the casual drinkers. Yeah, you guys want to drink? Yeah, it depends. Mm. Usually not, but. If we're just like really hanging out, yeah, I will get one. But then after that, I'm like, wait, I'm not gonna get wasted off of this. I'm not even gonna feel drunk. I'm not gonna feel nothing. Yeah. Why am I drinking? I'll just drink water.
Right. What I feel is like, yeah, if we're trying to kill some time, having conversations at a table, I would say kill some time. That's when I was like, I'm dreading this shit. But if we're just, you know, if we're there to have some conversation, I'll drink. I need to have something in my hand, and it's either gonna be calamari. We said this last time, it's gonna be calamari or a drink. But I could put it down for a little bit. I'm at that stage, but I do that in waves, almost like smoking. Sometimes I'll be like, I'm good for a bit.
Yeah.
Then other times I'll be like, yeah, okay, I can do it. It's there. If it's there, but. I think that's just your body naturally, man. Because sometimes I'll run away from burgers for a little bit, run away from pizza, and then I'm back. I'm
too much
pizza, time sometimes.
Yeah,
all day. I don't know if I'd ever be like, no, I don't. Like, I can't.
Mm.
Like, if everyone's going, yeah, sure, I'll get them too.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I never really felt like, man, I gotta start saying no to drinks all the time and shit.
Was it like someone we were talking about? Like, someone will get like a bottle and be very happy. Be like, yo, like, I think we're talking about you're about to give
something.
And I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like, yeah, to some people,
yeah, see, it was just my dad, even people I've given liquor to, just give them a bottle. I'm like, you got this bottle at house, I'm literally just dusty here.
Yo, really? What the fuck?
Yo, this, you know, I mean, some people is just real currency, man, just like the old days, man,
But I will say, man, there's something about.
This is some premium shit, but I'm talking about just
yeah.
Well, what little Captain Morgan. Well,
I don't think there's any alcohol to me that I would consider premium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could get like Japanese whiskey. We talking. You could have some special Hennessy or some shit.
Some really fucking long aged barreled whiskey.
But you could tell me. You could tell me why this is so great. This. But like, it just doesn't mean nothing to me. Is what I'm saying.
Nah.
I
feel that shit. Like, you gotta respect it still. Like,
yeah.
You gotta. If you don't look. You know, look into it or hear about it.
Yeah.
Like, you be like, what?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Really?
You're going to, you don't smoke cigars, but if I say, Jermaine, this age for 100 years.
Yeah, I respect it. That's what I'm saying. If I hear about it, if I just pass them by a cigar shop, fuck cigars. And then someone tells me, I'm like, I get it. I get why people.
Copy, yeah.
But it won't be the same. I feel like it won't be the same level. Like, it won't be, there's no set value on that information for everyone. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no universal quantity for that value based on whatever you.
If you're a person who like defines things in life, if you could appreciate things, like some people just like, I'm not gonna fucking tell you shit about shit, nigga. Yeah. Fucking ain't like anything,
right?
You know what I mean? So certain people, I'd be like, I could take my man on a wine tour. A certain man, I'm like, nah, I wouldn't take him on a wine tour.
I'll take
Sheldon on a wine tour. Yeah. I do feel like if I told you about some
100%
year aged whiskey, Sheldon,
here's
a bottle. Yes. You'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I might not even drink this.
Because you got to tell me what I'm expecting from that. You know what I mean? You got to let me know, like, this is going to be smoother.
But does that alter your experience?
Nah. Yes. It may help me, it may guide me. I'll tell you now.
So, yeah.
Wait, what?
It sounds like it alters.
What do you mean?
They're telling you what to look for and expect. I gotta say,
we just spoke.
It has to be a lot about the brain, because I was literally on a wine tour in Barcelona, and I'm like, we're trying all these wines. I'm like, they kind of all taste the same and shit. Like, I could, I could, I could start to see where, like, on my own, like, how different wines taste different, and the colors, and how long it's been aged, whatever, sitting in a barrel versus, you know, if the skin's in there, seeds, whatever.
Mm.
But then some of them, I'm like, we'll taste it. And the girl's like, okay, you're going to taste the buttery notes and this and that. And then she said salty one time. And as soon as she said salty, I'm like, oh, yeah, I taste it.
Really?
Yeah, I was not. I'm like, this one kind of the same. She's like, this one's a little bit saltier. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
But I don't know if it's just like, you know,
it is.
Me, like her, as soon as she said it, I'm like, oh, that shit is salty.
I was going to say it can help guide you. Because I remember times that I tasted something else. And then when they said that, I'm like, I can see that, but I taste more of this.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can tell me what I'm trying to look for. I'll tell you what I taste.
So say I gave you just a cup of like some crazy aged wine, like just all that shit that they say makes a wine great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you.
You're gonna tell me?
I'll tell you because it depends. I'll tell you, especially with whiskey, if it goes down smoother.
I ain't sure whiskey, I said wine.
No, wine too. You'll know what's like. They kept this where it's like it goes down easier. If it goes down easier, this is probably some premium shit.
So okay.
That's how I would gauge.
That's how you would gauge it, right?
I'd be like, okay.
That's why I asked the question of like just the value of things. I feel like, cool.
Mm-hmm. But don't get it twisted. Yeah, cheap wine can still taste better than like a really expensive wine. That's the only thing.
You're still
going
to say, what's this?
Yeah.
You're always. Nigga, what you do with this?
Hey, this 2023.
Yeah. Sometimes that new shit, man. That new grape, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's on it, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it, man. New grape.
That's the one thing about wine. Everybody can make it. Not everyone can go and make whiskey. Well, everyone can, but they're not going to. Everyone can make it to tequila. Remember that fucking tequila?
I think you gotta be a Mexico. Don't you gotta be from a certain place for tequila? Or can you make it anywhere?
Yeah, you have to get the plant.
Yeah, it has to be somewhere
in Mexico, yeah? It's a leaf that they agave from shit? Agave or something like that. But I think they only exist in certain places, yeah.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about that.
And for it to be authentic and shit.
Mezcal? I think it is mezcal, yeah.
I think, yeah, anyway.
That's like, it's only made in a certain place.
It's almost like the aloe where they take aloe from the branch when they strike it and then they rip it apart and the aloe's in the middle of it. I think it's the same way.
What, the jelly tank?
Yeah. Mm. I think it's the same way.
Oh, mezcal?
It's like the same tree from.
What is alcohol? If you don't have the answer, it's okay.
What do you even call it? It's you know what I mean? What's
the word? Some yeast or some shit? Or am I tripping?
The sugars and shit, man. The grape. You let the grapes sit, the sugars turn to alcohol and shit. And
really?
Yeah.
Because
you
make wine like you step on the grape and shit, right? That's how they make wine?
I think that was one way to mix malt shit back in the day.
Okay. I think, I don't know.
That's not how it is.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying, man. Shit.
Yeah, turn
it. No, that's why, man. If you let fruit sit, man, that shit turned to alcohol.
Fruit?
So when Zero was drinking that sploosh and holes, he was off that shit.
That was just like
alcohol. That's why he's hallucinating all that shit.
Yeah.
He's off that 300 year aged.
Like mushrooms.
Mm.
No, they don't let mushrooms sit. That's a fungi.
I don't know.
Still. We'll get back to you on that one.
Man, you never want to discover a fucking moldy mess. And you're free. You ever just like at the back of the fridge, like a container that just got away from you? And one day you're cleaning the fridge, you just see it and like, my God.
Yeah.
Is that
how am I not
Lasnia?
Dead? I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Couldn't even tell you.
I've
seen some containers in my fridge where I'm like, yo, don't even pop the lid.
Oh, no, this is in the garbage.
I don't like to get into the habit of saving things, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not out there the next day, you should just start thinking about dumping it.
Like,
two,
just,
three.
Every tin can save, man.
Yeah.
Don't save bud.
Come on.
No, you got to know which things are going to save good.
Yeah. And try not to cook too much, man.
Yeah.
Just cook enough, man.
I keep leftovers on a 3-day streak.
Let me ask y'all something.
It just gets less and less interesting every single day.
Yeah.
There's like obviously rules and shit to leaving food out and shit.
Mm.
My lovely girlfriend is very strict about that. Like, shit gotta be in the fridge, right? Growing up in my day, leave something out a couple hours, throw it in the fridge.
Make it cool now.
You know what I'm saying? You guys feel the same way? Okay.
Cool now before you cool
down.
She's saying don't leave it out at all?
Yeah, like, something she'll be like, it's bad. Can't eat it no more. Left it out too long. She'll Google it and shit.
Nah, man. Because, yo,
you're like, bro, I never grew up like that.
I was always told, or my cooking teacher, something like that. Yeah, you can't, like, throw something from hot, like, out the oven and, like, all right, we're going to save the rest and throw it in the fridge right away.
Yeah, you have to wait till it cools down. Let me ask you guys something. You cook some food, scene. Boom, 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 boom. Eat. End of the night now.
Leftover.
You're packing up the rice, put the rice in the container. Mm-hmm. You leave it on the stove all night.
Oh, no, fridge time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fridge time.
Rice?
Overnight, yeah.
Yeah, but if you leave it on the stove all night, wake up in the morning, were you dashing it?
The rice?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. The rice will get hard quick, but
yeah, it's probably fucking nasty.
But not because it was but in a container, so the moisture is probably going to stay.
You'll be fine.
Nasty and wet.
You'll be fine.
But block of rubber.
But are you putting it in the fridge?
Rice, I'll leave.
No, real talk, I'd be like throwing shit in the fridge just for like, I don't want to be wasteful. And then like 5 days later or 3 days later, I'd be like, all right, garbage. That's in the fucking garbage.
I tried. Yeah. I gave
like,
it.
I should have did this from just, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I tried.
Yeah. It comes down to it. Maybe I'm just begging rice. Then yeah, I'll eat that. But yeah, I agree though. Overnight for sure, for sure. Okay. Like, I leave it out for the, you know, evening.
Cool, I followed her on just that one. Case, yeah. But I felt like, man, I didn't want to do that, man. So much rice.
Yeah, but with chicken, you may just want a sample. So that's why. That's another reason I leave it out.
Sample,
yeah,
for the rest of the day.
The rest of the day, keep picking at it. Yeah, I kind of go warm up a piece, like a one piece, you know. Mm-hmm. End of the night, then you throw everything away. But
yeah, for sure. You make croissants for breakfast, 8 croissants sitting on your stove all day,
all day, literally. It's like a cookie,
yeah,
bake a cooks, and then you just leave it there, you know.
Nah, I miss having a cookie jar, man.
I was just about to say,
really,
I never had a cookie jar.
I promise,
now we have one cookie jar, man.
Say, man.
Mm. That motherfucker had them cookies in there, yeah,
because it was usually empty. Oh, yeah, that. Bitch, and the worst is we're young, so we're fucking reaching in there. Fingertips are scraping the bowl.
Just gotta see your brain and your fingertips. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, let me just take a half. Yeah, I was about to say, man, those are a real thing when you broke the lid of a cookie jar, man. Like, or chipped the lid or anything. It's like, yo, and the way you gotta take that off.
Mm-hmm.
I was a skilled kid, man. I'll take the lid off a pot. Get some salt beef, or don't my dad even hear me?
Oh, yo, man, yeah, I'm
skill.
A fucking,
yeah, I love God. That. Yeah,
them niggas that lower from the rappel from the ceilings and got it off lasers. Yeah, I'll do that shit.
Yeah,
or you got to move away and replace it with something.
Yeah,
same thing.
Just make noise at the same time.
Like swap.
Yeah, sometimes no. I wouldn't even be eating off the stove. I literally just want to see it. But I know I'm gonna get held. Yeah, there, so like, what's
the,
this?
Yeah. The best ones is when you come downstairs and you see the pot and the fan is on.
Yeah.
Oh man,
come on! I'm taking 3 pieces at one time.
Fresh.
Because you know it's on and it's on high too.
Just you gotta watch what you leave behind though. Sometimes there's like a print of missing pieces, or like if it's an even tray, you know, you get them little.
Oh my god!
Pieces with no crumbs
so
on.
Or the amateur blank movies, spots. You lift up the lid and the water for the steam from the lid drips on the stove, and you leave that.
Yeah,
gotta light,
wipe that out.
Let me ask you guys something. Your dad ever like? When he was done cooking, like he just he'd be calling you guys and you have to come when he calls you or you get cheese. I find myself kind of being that way now when I cook, man. Like when I cook and it's done, come eat this.
Now you know what? I agree with that though. My dad, his problem is he calls too early. He's like, yo, come. And still call. I'm like, bro, I'm like, what do we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to be like that, but you know what I mean? Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
What was the rush?
Yeah.
I would have moseyed over and probably landed right on time.
Right on time.
But I agree though. I cook something and he goes, this is the best.
Come eat it when it's the best.
Like, exactly. Even if it's not bad, nigga, it's just fucking
warm.
Yeah. It's like the right temperature, nigga. That's, you got that right.
And when you kind of fuck up a dish sometimes, it's like, I didn't want you looking at it. Let me just serve this quick, and I'll answer all the questions here. Because if it's later on, you come fucking... Don't lift in my pot lid, bro. Fuck like is it's fish, bro.
It's cooled down fish, nigga. That's what you get,
bro.
Room temperature, fucking decent fish.
God. Zara is so sweet when she does that. So just serve it and just be like, not my best. And that's it.
Okay.
And
that's
my best.
Man, that's fair.
Thank you. It's
that's
great. Fair. It's great, though.
Mm. I feel like they don't take that well.
Yeah.
When they say something's bad, you're like, no, it's good. And, yeah, right. I'm like, I legit think
bro,
it's fine.
Man, one time I said, hey, it's a little salty. Static, man. The rest of the night was just, I say, I won't do that again.
No, your opinions to yourself.
Static, yo, I was like, damn. Like,
you just uninvited? You just said
No, because she was saying it. So I was like, all right, you're saying it.
She started off by saying it's salty.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And then you agreed.
Nah. So I agreed. I was like, yeah, you know, it's a bit salty. I'm not going to lie. Felt the energy shift. I said, damn, my bad.
Yeah. I think that's fair though. You said fair. It. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at the same time, like, yeah, I don't, at the same time, like, I believe in, like, you know, a white lie is a white lie.
It's not bad. I'm like, oh, I agree. It's on the saltier side.
Yeah, we're all learning. Let me give you some constructive criticism, bro. You know? Yeah.
And you got to tell me too.
Yeah, I'll take it for sure.
Even though I know. Like, I don't really want to hear it from you.
You ever be cooking a dish and it says one teaspoon or tablespoon and you put one teaspoon dish frig up, man.
Really? Yo, what are you cooking with that precision?
Paprika. I'm cooking a lot of paprika. Yeah. That shit
salty.
You gotta listen to that one.
You gotta listen to that one. So I was making I was making like a sweet potato bowl. I did a tablespoon instead of a teaspoon. So I'm like, damn, these fucking sweet potatoes are kind of red, man. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's supposed to look like that, you know. So I just put it in the oven. I'm just looking at it now. I'm looking at the recipe. I'm like, wait.
You gotta mix it more potatoes.
Yeah, that was I can't. Hey, it's salty. I didn't even say it's salty. I said it's salty.
It's salty.
It's salty.
Come bring in this.
Come with the plate and the phone. Like, it's so you gotta eat it. Or order something on my
card. Abandon it.
Yeah, you know?
Man, I don't know what it is though, because it's fucked up, man, but I'm easier to lie than to tell someone this is not good.
What you mean?
It's easier for me to lie, like, to then say it's salty. Because I done been in positions where...
What? So you say it's not salty?
I'll say it's good.
Just like, you don't even gotta lie, man. You might as well tell the truth. You just told the truth right there. So, wow, Trey, loud and clear.
I don't
think you're trying to do that.
I wasn't, bro. I was just thinking in that moment, I'm literally gonna say it's good, man. Like, it's fine.
Oh my god.
Because I've been in positions where, again, like I'm saying, like, dog, sometimes in the comfort of my own home, where I'm like, there's nothing else left to say, but it's right. I can't. You're already hot. It's already fucking hot in this kitchen, bro. Like, I'm about to really turn up the temperature if I tell you how I feel.
Yeah.
Because you just spent the last however many hours, like, prepping and cooking it. So it's just like, yo, you know what, bro?
I'll just stand in next time and just help.
Hey, before you put that thing in there, don't do that.
Bring it back. Don't do that. Dog, and it's a tricky one when you're there with some people, and you guys don't have to say anything on like what you feel in that moment, because you guys already understand, you know what I mean? Yeah, like where you're at.
Yeah,
that's when it's hard, man. Where I'm like, okay, what are we doing? We going with this fully, or are we dropping it off?
Right? I'll say like it's definitely a threshold for me, because I feel like, you know, I'm not really picky, so my taste buds, I feel like, is a wide range. Like, it's like, okay, I could eat something that's not like super tasty and like I'll still get through it and I'll be okay. And I could eat something that's like, oh yeah, I know what I'm supposed to be tasting right now and I'm tasting it. But I know sometimes a couple of my dishes I have to be like, yeah, this is going in the garbage.
Oh yeah, no.
This is not even going up for criticism.
Yeah, I don't even like.
It doesn't need it.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I'd rather you not even talk. I literally cooked chicken before Julian came down the stairs. I said it's salty, and the nigga turned around and went back upstairs like the fucking mouse meme. Like, he comes up right back in.
Hey, what's up, Iron T?
It's salty, bro. Like, I OD'd on one. Like, you know what I mean? Just trying new things, which is fine, but...
Yeah.
That's how you find your balance, man. You gotta bump into walls and shit.
Yeah,
it's fine, to be honest. That's what I'll be honest, man.
That's the moral of this story, guys.
You gotta be honest.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
It's bad when it's just you on the spotlight.
Yeah.
But it's almost worse when it's like four of you motherfuckers and all y'all niggas know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shit is not...
This is collective.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
And then you're in the spotlight of your friends because they all know you're lying. So let's see how he plays. Fucking liar.
He asked you first. It's nice. This is good, man. What seasoning do you use? You gotta start asking some questions. But it's just,
I love when it is good. And it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is really
good. It is, man.
Instead of just hyper focusing on one thing, the color. Wow. Look at the color.
What'd you do here? I don't know. Fuck, man. It wouldn't be life if you weren't thrown into some awkward positions, you know?
Right, yeah.
Situations. Yeah. That's the comedy right there. Right?
Yeah.
Make you feel something, man.
Mm-hmm. Our manager asked us the other day, he's like, he basically said like, okay, well, you know, on the podcast and all the stories we tell, all the different things that we go through. He's like, how does so much shit happen to you guys?
Yeah, that's something I'm like, wondered.
We're just living life, talking about normal shit. Even during the pandemic, here we are with a podcast, just fucking spilling the beans and shit.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of got to the bottom. I didn't really know the answer to it. And then I'm just like, I don't know. It's just our way of processing it.
The perspective.
Yeah, exactly. So the average person might just, or not the average person, my bad. You know. Who doesn't like carry on and like tell a story? Unless you're just fucking yapping and you tell stories. Those people are always telling stories. But for us, we take like what we go through in our experience and make the best of it. So even the bad, awkward, weird shit turns out to be like a fucking great segment of a podcast.
Especially if you're a person of routine, your routine could become like just not exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're not even thinking about all the excitement that's in it anymore. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
In the routine of it. So
yeah, you want to go through something bad, I'm like, ah, it's gonna be good to talk about. At least,
trust me. Yeah,
at least I can talk about this shit.
Niggas literally took my tooth, bro. I don't have a tooth in right now. Like, you know what I mean? But I do want to go back to the average person point, because it's like we are fucking in that. You know what I mean? We're set up to be that quote unquote average person, where it's, you know, you go do what you got to do, but we lose the things that make us who we are as individuals. You know what I mean? So like mine and Jermaine thing, maybe we tell stories. We're storytellers of like how this happened. Maybe exaggerated a little bit. Maybe had a little bit of sauce in it. But like
he was, and it's funny stories too. So he's like, how's all this funny shit happening to you guys? I'm like, well, if you think about it, a lot of this shit isn't funny by itself, but just your perspective on it can make it funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you're looking for like, why is this, okay, this guy's being a fucking dickhead, but why is he?
Yeah,
I was a shirt like that. Yeah. Here's this guy with a fucking small shirt.
Why is his shirt small?
Just get literally your perspective. And exactly. How you make it yours.
How you make yours. Like, what is you in that story that's going to tell me about your date? You know what I mean? So it's like a lot. What happens to the fucking, whatever you want to keep saying, average folk, is that you get so lost in the world that you're in, that you're living in, and maybe now that world turns into a what was me world, and now it's like, oh, poor me, poor. Now it's like not all your stories are just sad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know some funny guys where I'm like, funny people, man. I'm like, dog, I don't even know like where your brain is at right now. Like, I couldn't even tell you. In both ways of just the way this person tells stories is amazing. The way certain people we see to get on the podcast, because it's like, oh my God, Hassan is hilarious at how he'll right, like, you know what I mean, line up a joke, or Noel is funny the way he sets this up, Waleed gets me to, you know what I mean, everyone has a perspective, so but it's the moment you forget that you have a fucking perspective that you lose yourself and you just become a fucking shell. No. You get lost in there. It's like, yo, where is that person at, man? But it's,
that's a fact,
and it keeps you sharp, man. And also too many things happen in life that'll just really beat you down if you're not laughing about it. Because I could still be upset about losing a tooth today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could be both.
You know, you could be a little bit of both. Yeah. You got to pay for a tooth. You lose a tooth. Like, there's so many things that just beat you down. But when you just above it and be like, hey, man, so I'm in the seat and I gagged.
Dog,
give me something back. Because you get
take something. Yeah, you know, you take it something. Like, you know, fuck you, nigga. At least this was funny.
Yeah. And your fucking pants are small. She really has small pants. Just stopped at her ankles. It was the weirdest thing.
Sean, you be having hairs around your house and shit.
Hairs?
Just hairs, man.
Yeah, man.
You be having hairs right down
house. Of course.
I'm fucking back.
Just hairs on the floor and shit.
I do. Pieces of dreadlocks.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's not much of your contribution.
No, mine stays in the sink, man.
Bro, hair just falls off.
Yeah, I know.
But you just can't help it, man. And I, back with my older brother, they had a bunch of hair and we were like bald.
Mm-hmm.
His hair would be everywhere and it's fucking annoying. Yeah. Like, bro, clean up your hair. Like, your hair is just fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
There's really beard, no grew the hair out.
There's no excuse. Why do you wipe?
No. I'll clean up my sink. I'll take care of it. You know what I mean? I'm good with that.
Okay.
But like, just bro, falling on the floor and shit. I'd just be on the toilet and shit, looking at the wall. I'm like, bro, it's like hair.
And your hair just falls off?
Even just in the kitchen. Yeah. Just the beard falls off.
Really?
If you're scratching
yourself.
My
chest hairs come off.
Yeah, chest hairs come off. Scratch my leg. Fucking...
Guarantee the hair comes off.
I can scratch my beard over this table and leave three hairs here. I mean, you don't fuck this nigga, bro.
Damn.
But
nah, I've not experienced that, no.
That's when you grab the Tyson and you just do a quick whoop. But in the back, you're never hearing a hair drop. And then even then, you walk by some hair, it's going to whisk over there.
Yeah.
So it's like
you're hair just corner. End up,
the hair corner. And it just, and you know where your hair corner is. Everyone just looked to the hair corner or thought of the hair corner.
In I don't know where my shit is.
There's
a couple hair corners.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had this weird thing about loose hair.
Nails too and shit.
I mean, that's dirty, but not. You know.
Nails
I'm just like, around, bro. Like, so yeah, but you know, not abnormally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like for me, like I have a like I can't. Anytime I see like loose hair and
you must be losing your shit at the crib. Then
it's you know
I love
I have to remember
hair.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm
grateful. I'm grateful. You know,
because I'd be lying on my shit. We was going to watch a game, and I'm lining my beard up. And he says, "No way, you're lining your shit up." And I was about to start explaining to him. I said, "You know what? Never mind, bro. Just doing my shit." Because you know how often.
You said no way.
Yeah. Oh, we was literally about to leave, and he.
Ah, it's a quick. It's like brushing your hair.
Right. Okay.
Same speed.
Yeah. Same not speed in my daily regimen, you know. Yeah. So I was surprised to be.
Oh, for you, that's like a take off your shirt moment. Like
yeah. A whole operation. Honest, yeah. Just change shirt, change pants. You already showered that day. You're I feel good that. To go. Might brush my hair.
Yeah.
Nah, man. How do you get done?
Yeah. You got to like shovel the beard to the to the beard, man.
That's it.
There's the hair grows back so goddamn fast.
So fast. I did this yesterday. I probably hurt my face.
Yeah.
You ever just really beast it? You see how high your hair grows?
To my eye.
Bro, literally, you're a touch your eye.
Really?
To my eye. Bro, I think
it comes pretty close to your
100%.
Eye,
yeah. Wow.
If I were to leave my beard, maybe you could see where Jermaine's comes. It's literally the same position on mine.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's literally like right here.
It gets to a point where he's like, yeah, I got to have some respect.
Yeah,
even not for me. So many people around me.
Shit, yeah.
Going to shave up your face.
If I went missing for 5 years, and I just had to beast my shit, I think I'd have. Like,
why do you have to go missing?
You can't see me, bro.
You gotta okay, yeah, it won't even take 5 years.
Okay.
No. You're gonna see where extremely I went. I think my whole face would be hairy. Like literally, like
Guinness,
a caveman.
Eyeballs. Guinness boys.
Yeah, like my unibrow, everything will be D's here. This my beard will probably
connect your eyebrow,
huh?
You line your eyebrows.
Sometimes I'll push it down and shave the middle. Yeah, ooh, bro. Do you see how thick these are?
Bro, no, I gotta shave the middle too.
You gotta shave
the
middle.
I got a uni.
I trim them down.
Oh, like, you trim them down.
Gotta get the guard, and I tell my barber bring him down some. Yeah,
really?
Bro, my shit is bushy, man.
Wow. It comes to the point where like, I don't need all this hair to have expression on my face. Like a level down would do it.
Yeah,
literally.
I get what I'm trying to say.
I think during COVID, after I cut it, or when I first came here, and Vic, our barber, was just like, yo, like my eyebrow hair, my sideburns is almost connected to my fucking eyebrows.
Bro, wow.
Like that's how, like, bro, my hair would grow. Like we're hairy people, so we're hairy guys. But I don't have hair on my back.
Really?
Man, I'm starting my lower back, man.
Really?
I think that's where it's going.
Damn.
That's what it is,
you
man.
You can't shave that. You got to get somebody to do that.
You're
just deep in the game, though.
Once they have full body lasering, like you just go in one time, just your head out and just
dip me in that laser.
Cook me real quick, 1 second. Mm-hmm. I might consider that shit.
Nah,
as the technology gets cheaper,
you gotta get.
They can probably do that right now. Back. No funny shit.
Nah, I'm just, I'll fuck around. I'll deal with it. Waleed's is worst. As long as I'm in
time today, Waleed's is worst.
I'm about to ask. So, do y'all like? You guys are kind of on the spectrum of you have hair. Like this is a part of your life.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
do you like? Do you like it? Like, do you prefer it? Like, are you at peace with it or what? Because for me, like, for a while, I used to kind of like wish I could grow hair, and then I got to a place where I was like, really, like, no, I actually don't want that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I love how hairless I am.
And I'm like the body. Yeah, I don't really need a hairy body. Chest hair is pretty swaggy. Chest hair, but like, bro, literally, like, you wear a certain shirt and you get pinched all day and shit.
Just getting caught in your chain and shit.
Some niggas, I can't remember. I might have been Ryan. He's like, yo, man, fuck. Like, we should just grow that chest hair and shit. Well, like, I guess I feel that shit. I don't know if I didn't have it, I would wish for it specifically. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, the beard, it just gives you a chance to, like, customize yourself real quick.
Yeah.
You know I mean, you don't got to go for a haircut. Let me just clean up my beard. I look like, oh, damn, I look
pretty good.
Three notches better, yeah.
Oh, right, nice.
You can reshape your face and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a hassle still. Like, thank God I'm not hairless. I'm not hairy on my... my arms, I'm pretty hairless on my arms.
Okay.
My legs are all right, but I have to shave my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see me shave my legs, I remember one time someone saw my legs shaved, like fully shaved.
Bald?
Yeah, bald. Like, because it's just, when you're putting on lotion, or you can relate.
Oh,
when
man,
you put
yeah,
on lotion on your chest, and it just
it can go on the hairs.
It's just hairs. Yeah. I'm like, bro, and it just feels funny now. It doesn't
get your skin. It's just wet your chest hairs.
Just looks like, so... Same deal with my hair legs, where it's like, okay, if it gets too crazy,
hair legs,
my leg hairs. There you go.
But what comes first, the hair or the legs?
For sure, your hair grows legs.
No,
your hairs grow legs.
Yeah,
you got some people with that though. Some people are like,
what do you think about?
They thought they chia pet, but I shaved them down because it'll be too crazy when I lotion them.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one time I shaved my legs, and someone was like, "What's different?" I'll just stand there in shorts. That's a nice.
No. Just fully oiled.
Fully oiled. But yeah, my chest hair gets annoyed. I gotta shave that down. And then
yeah, just a big reset.
Mm. How often are y'all resetting?
Whenever I just you know, I'm getting tired of shit. Yeah. Or I'm just like bored enough. Oh man, when Manscaped came into my life.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Got bored often, huh?
Yeah, man. Bro, when you just have to, we always say we get the tools to just do it. Mm-hmm. To just do a job efficiently.
Yeah.
You want to use the tool. I'm like, bro, this is a good shaver.
For sure.
This is specifically for it.
New man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand the shame in shaving. Like, it's not gonna grow back in 10 seconds.
I never got it.
There's shame in it.
Even as a kid. Definitely your legs. But I heard some criticism about shaving your chest. Shit, your armpits, I'm like, bro, you have to look at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's the thing. And you put on the deodorant, you got them rocks on you,
and then you got
crack rocks and shit.
Shave it.
It will come back.
Wow, I had to shave my armpit hair the other day because I'm like,
oh, real deal.
Yeah, bro, I did mine a week or two ago.
My lady's like, hey, don't you got the tools, nigga?
Oh,
I was like, yeah, it's been,
yeah, yeah. And then that's what you just, yeah,
just down like
this. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, man. Because even when I shave my chest hair, it's just like, yeah, they. Get mad at me for that.
Women?
Yeah, like it's like a knock.
Yeah. Because some women like it and some women don't.
But what about me?
What about Austin Powers? That's what you gotta get to. You gotta get to.
I ain't getting to. I'm here.
Yeah, I feel me too.
That's why it's going.
Yeah,
man. You make your shirt bumpy and shit. I need a smooth shirt. Yeah, I want the shirt to just lay flat on my shit.
Yeah. You ever wonder about that?
You got them lumps.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
It got this is what it is, crazy, man. I'm a Colombiano till I go, man.
Man, we got this trip to Hurston coming up, man.
Yo.
Speaking of, we were talking about suits earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta get a suit, man.
Yeah, I gotta get
a suit. Watching our boy get married. You got a suit, man?
I do. My brother-in-law's getting married. Boy Corey's getting married September.
Really?
That's soon.
Yes. Damn. Oh, Corey, September.
All day, Corey.
I'm the best man. I didn't know.
Really?
That I was picking up a part-time job.
You know what that is, right?
I didn't know.
Wait, what do you know now? What do you...
Bro.
What should I know?
Bro came to me and said, yo, I'm gonna start a group chat. It's gonna be me, you, and the other best man. I need you guys, man. I need you guys to lock in. I need help. I'm doing a lot, and I just realized I'm not using you guys enough. So I said, okay. Group chat starts. He goes, all right. I'm gonna need you guys to go look at the suit rentals. Go find the prices for suit rentals. I'm gonna make another group chat with everyone in there, and you gotta schedule them and get their suits. I said, okay, man. I'm out of town right now, though. When I get back, we can. Yeah, man. When you get back, I'm gonna put you to work.
Is this what happens?
This is what I didn't know. It's my first time.
Yeah, I'm just getting into it.
You gotta do it fast, man. And I gotta do the. And I'm doing the bachelor party.
You got to pay for that.
I know I got to pay for that.
Wait, what do you mean the bachelor party?
I'm planning the bachelor. I'm planning his bachelor party for him.
And funding.
That's the thing.
This me and two other guys, and we gonna have to split the cost. Yeah. I didn't know that when I signed up. I just figured, hey, you're my best bud. You're getting married. You want me to be there and be your best man?
I'm the guy standing right there.
I'm there. No, there's more to it, bro. And I'm not sure I'm ready. I'm going to give him my best effort.
There's rules and regulations, man.
It's a lot.
You can ask yourself. You gotta. I think you need my consent. First. Can you be my best
friend?
But the thing is, you are.
He got it. He asked me, but I just didn't know what he was asking me when I said yes.
You got to read the front and the back.
This is the thing when someone comes to me and say, "Yeah, you want to be my best man?" I'll be like, "Okay, what type of wedding we have?"
Right?
What type of wedding do you believe in? You know what I'm saying? Because some niggas again signed that fucking. The e-doc, you know what I mean? Marry online or marry at the chapel. You know what I mean? Come be a witness. Some people are like, no, traditional. I want my bachelor to be going over all here. Out. Like, you know what I mean? My brother was talking about his bachelor trip, talking about we got to do Jamaica, we got to do this, we got to do that. I'm just like,
let me know, nigga.
Yeah, you let me know. Like, I don't know.
I
just let you pull up.
I went to a wedding, my cousin's wedding, I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago. My first adult wedding, I definitely just pulled up.
You was B-man? You was B?
No, I was just a regular person. But you're supposed to bring like a monetary gift.
Yeah.
Monetary gift. Yeah, you definitely just.
I did not know that, nigga. I pulled up, danced away, drank away, ate away.
You got that text 3 months later.
808s?
Nice. 808s. Yeah, and then, I think my cousin never said anything to me. God bless her soul. But I let her know on the back end, I didn't even know. Like, when I found out, because Zara told me, like, you know, you're supposed to bring a gift, whatever.
Like, maybe we lost his envelope.
Yeah, but I told her, like, yo, my bad, man. If I ever get married, don't bring nothing. I told her, just pull up. Like, I'll give it back to you that way. I didn't know.
But that's the thing, man. If you're getting married, you're getting married.
Yeah.
Not me.
I agree.
We didn't bring nothing to Tim's wedding. We brought our energy and our vibes.
Right.
And we have some memorable moments.
Yeah. That's how it should be, man.
They have memorable moments of us being there.
But some people really throw weddings as like to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel that shit.
I feel it, which I get.
I think it depends on the wedding.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, you got it, bro, brother.
You having a small wedding.
Tim's like,
We get married in the Malibu, you know?
Yeah. I've been pocket checking, man.
Yeah.
What? Checked all your social blade, nigga. Yeah. Straight.
I see how this is getting paid for. I'll say this, man.
You all right, Nick? You don't need my 50.
That's what I'm saying. There's different types of weddings, and you got to figure out, like, when dad was going to weddings back in the day, I remember the stress of, like, yo, you have... I felt like everyone was struggling back in the day. You know what I mean? Niggas are getting married, but I'm like, are you
why
getting
are we
married?
Doing
like,
that?
Fuck, getting married, bro. I'm like, hoping profit. What is this?
I for real, as a kid, I'm like, are you getting married because you're in love or because you're in debt? Like, everyone, invite them all, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got gifts, but I do think it's like, all right, there's certain religions and like Italian families. They'll go and say, you know, you already know how the Italians are getting down.
Probably
you know
the same with the like, Jewish people.
I feel like you just get a leather envelope.
Yeah,
you just get packed with cash. I've been to Italian weddings, man. My God.
Ooh, hey,
extravagant.
Chinese damn. New Year.
That too.
They give bread.
They give up.
They give bread.
Oh, that's real deal.
Every year I get a red envelope from my aunt's friend that's Chinese. And how it's much? Like, it'd be like a 50 in there.
Yeah. It's real. It's real.
Damn, how many you got to get 50 to? Well, by the time you get it back, bro, you probably break even.
If I'm getting a 50, I'm sure she's giving a bunch. Because like, I'm just your friend's grandson. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and you giving me the 50, like, it's big. I'm saying money in some people's religions is like, it's a big thing. It's like, you know, it's like the ultimate.
Yeah.
No, is weddings really? Oh, I guess all American religion. What? Christian? What's it, Christian? What's the standard wedding, Christian? What's that religion?
I don't know.
Yeah,
which one you repping?
What do you mean?
I thought it was about the love.
Like, in general, there's so many different types of weddings. Right. Like, which wedding is
that? Like, I thought you meant, like, what kind of, like, you know.
Who you represent. It can be an Indian wedding. They're different.
Oh, yeah,
different,
of course.
You know what I mean?
But they give gifts in it. In Indian
but
wedding.
Sometimes they can be a little bit different. I don't know if they break bread as in like, yo, let's just eat.
I don't know.
Is every culture trying to break even or make bank on
their wedding? They are. Honestly,
I would think so, man. I honestly would.
I'll bring a gift.
You should be. You should be like bringing something.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I'll drop it off, but you know, talk shit behind my back. You know, don't bust my gift in front of everyone. Niggas are bringing blenders and air fryers. I brought you a fucking pair of skates.
No, I think they bust gifts.
They don't bust at the gate. They don't, right?
Yeah.
I remember my OG parents' wedding.
Yeah.
And the money spread on the bed. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Really?
I was so confused. I'm like, wait, why do we have so much money?
Yeah.
Bro, literally, the bed was just covered in money. I'm like,
nice.
It's not like we're straight. I'm like, I guess we're good now.
Yeah. The people you're inviting to your wedding should help you pay it off.
Yeah. Really? The best man shit, though.
Did we really just get
to No. That's what I was going to say from the start.
Yeah.
Trevon's saying,
I was going to be like, yo, that.
Not necessarily like pay. You shouldn't like bank on all of us covering everything, but like, you know what I mean? For me, I'm gonna bring a little, little brown face.
Uh-huh. To where?
The money, like, you know, the Canadian money. My bad, I should clarify. Mm-hmm. The brown bill.
Yeah.
In Canadian, Canada's 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you feel like
I feel like I'd walk with that, but
depends where you are.
The best man shit. That's news to me. I gotta process that one still.
Yeah, the best man shit is.
And that's the thing.
News.
I was finna give Corey a racky. Before I knew what I had. Now I know what I gotta do. You ain't getting a rack,
you ain't getting, I guess you're getting that shit.
You're getting it another way. Ain't getting it straight up.
Yeah.
You ain't getting the liquid, man.
You know what I mean?
Experience.
I'm having a wedding where it's all right. You guys pull up. If you wanna drop a gift, be my guest, but I don't think you should be asking.
Bro, I didn't even know the
I'll plan a trip.
And the thing is, it's not.
I'll plan a trip.
It's like unsaid. It's like put in the air, like, you know.
Really? I gotta watch a YouTube tutorial on how to be a best man and shit.
I'm getting a wedding planner. I don't think you literally hire someone that does this. Yo, this is to her.
You guys do it. I don't want to put anyone.
Do it.
Not to say he's putting niggas through shit. You know what I mean? But like in general, I do not. Yeah,
he's going through shit.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
You know what I mean?
I
feel like that would bother me too. And I hope I'm not stressing. Sorry to you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I don't want
to. I just say, yo, someone else, you do it. I don't even want to. I want to be able to get mad at you.
Yeah.
So it's a wedding planner. Fuck some shit up. I'm sending that red hot email. Big phone call. But my boy and shit, I don't feel like I'd put that on anyone.
As the best man, I'll plan a trip. Say, okay, we're doing this. And once we're here,
I'll send a link.
There's not that many people.
Airbnb. All right, y'all good with it?
Facts. There's not that many people that actually be their best man.
Mm. Yeah, my first time.
Maybe two.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know if you're getting married. I don't even know if you like. Are you dissing if you?
Who knows? Can is your can your brother be your best man?
Do you know what I mean? I'd rather
yeah, just say that, I think so.
That's part
yeah,
of it.
I think so. Yeah.
But then I don't know.
Because you have best man and you have groomsmen.
Yeah.
For whatever, I don't know why.
But what do the groomsmen do? What are these fucking lazy fucks?
Nothing.
Nah.
Bro,
you got y'all. Just
they might have to pay for their suit. That's about it.
Cause my that's dad fair, didn't have a best man. Yeah. He just had his niggas there. No, Tubbs was the best man.
Yeah, I think you have one or two.
Tubbs was the best man.
Yeah, you normally have one.
He's up there with
you
us.
Only have one.
Yeah,
you only have one. Yeah, I don't know. There's not that many people like who would ask you to be your best man?
Probably Waleed or some shit.
Nah, Waleed would ask Zach.
Zach.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's one slot.
You.
Fuck.
We trade and shit.
Yeah, we gotta trade. But now I'd be like, am I dissing Ryan?
Nah, you know, son, you probably fucking put that together.
Yeah, I don't know. Julian can be a neutral for both of us.
We'll just use him twice and shit. Yeah, we need your services.
That's hilarious.
Remember, bro, we're going to this wedding. In my head, I'm like, okay, obviously, nigga, we got his wedding coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got his wedding coming up. We got to get a suit and shit. I knew that was basic math.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, boys, man, we gotta get the suit, whatever. June's like, I'm not wearing a suit. Nigga, what are you talking about? We gotta wear a fucking suit. This is like a childhood friend, yeah, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The least we wear a fucking suit. He's like, nope, watch. Text him, whoop. Hey, man, I gotta wear a suit. He most definitely, brother. It's because, oh, fuck, gotta wear a suit still.
I respect
bro,
it.
Bro, yeah.
I respect it, yeah. You that's gotta wear a suit, yeah.
Dog, the funniest thing, because even I start questioning, I'm like, wait, what else could you wear?
Am I wildly?
Yeah. I mean, you could get, you know,
if you're not, I think you gotta wear a suit.
Suits only, man.
I didn't see my brother not wear a suit. I'll say that. I didn't see him do the turtleneck vibe, and, you know.
You can that's do that, but though, man.
That's a clean look.
Yeah. I'd rather go in a suit, man, because you don't always get to wear a suit.
Yeah, I go
the
suit.
The times you get to wear a suit, but it's just like.
It's not even about wearing a suit, though. I get it, though. It's about hot. Buying
the suit. Buying the suit, yeah.
Buying and having the suit.
I'm going to rent the suit. Yeah, and also, how long have we known about this? And, like, you know, it's next month.
We're just every time.
You just watch the train get closer and closer. Oh, I think we're getting hit, boys. Yeah. Shake a leg, boy.
Oh, no. I'm going to go get sized up, man, and get a suit. But this is what I'm saying, man. I'd rather just have someone. Yo, mm-hmm. Can you go get me measured?
Bring my body.
I remember the funniest
come
thing
to
as
my house
a
and
kid.
Measure me, man.
Or the funniest thought as a kid to me. Cause I was just like, yo, I just found myself like playing my game and I want to go pee, but I don't want to leave here. I was just like, just a thought to me. I was like, man, wouldn't it be crazy if I could just fucking.
Yeah, go pee for me.
Take off my piece and say, yo, go pee for me, please.
It's literally crossed my mind. I was like, make it. Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. Bro, same as brush my teeth. Yeah, you might brush. Forgot about me and shit. They're attached to me.
I promise you.
I've never heard no shit like that before. That's crazy.
Well, you could say brush my tooth. Hey, before you go upstairs, nigga.
Don't lose weight. Don't drop that shit down the drain, fool.
Nigga, come down empty handed. Whoa, what this?
Hey, close the drain, fool.
Yo.
Probably just one tooth.
Oh my god.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
You took
man.
It out, you don't even care about it, man.
You right. Turn me up.
Hey man.
Yeah.
Listen, man. We hope y'all have a wholesome weekend. Cause this is coming up on Friday.
Yes.
Listen, guys, sometimes we don't hit the marks we make for video episodes. Sometimes, you know what I mean? A video might take a little bit extra elbow grease to get in there. With the edit, bring a premium product.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to hit our marks though, man. It would be ideal awesome. To always fucking land on Friday, but
yeah.
You look back at this shit, man. This was a great episode. I can't remember when the fuck it dropped.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. You know what we do over here.
Yeah. Audio episodes though, you know what I mean? Fridays. Yeah, we on point with those. Get that done. Amen. Yeah. Appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all enjoying the little last streak of episodes. We got the Waleed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got the goddamn what else we dropped the Noel, you know
Noel
mean?
Willer.
Amen. Hassan Phillips, we just dropped that joint.
Yeah.
Yes, amen. Tanisha's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Little sister, amen. Yeah. We're about to get busy too.
Yeah. We gonna
yeah.
Shit, man.
Shit. Y'all gonna see
it. It's amen. Gonna be a hot motherfucking summer.
Amen, man. Wholesome episode. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Drop them 5-star stunner ratings. Drop them wholesome reviews and shit. Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. Let them know why you rock with the show. Amen. Man, I think, yeah. All right, man. We out.
I got something else.
Yeah. You got something else?
I thought you had something else.
Nah, I really don't. I always got to think about how to, I should think about what I should say last, but that's where I was blank.
100. Holy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.